Hi, this is Julie, and you're listening to the TwanCast, episode 3.0.1. I figured I'd get the higher up, that way we can do it once tonight and not have to worry about, you know, having to record it over and over again and be, you know. And since we're going through the motions of having points anyway.
That was good. I was just confused. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, did we do this already once? Where was I?
But we're only going to get to do it once?
Hopefully.
Oh, okay. Yes, episode number 3. Point nothing. Or 0.01. I'm sorry.
0.1.
0.1.
Like the iTunes that came out today.
Yes. Yeah, what was that update?
0.1. I don't know what it did.
Isn't even podcasting. This is just I want to know because I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's not anything big.
I don't know.
I turned iTunes on. I was like, download. I said, okay.
Whatever. Did you install it?
Yeah, at work. I didn't really see
it. It's probably just bug fixes or something.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I didn't really see anything.
Hi!
Oh yeah, hi!
We're doing a podcast, and we're here. Hey, well, welcome. It's glad that you're back. I'm really glad that you're back. I'm surprised. And we're doing a podcast. What?
I smell shit, and I think it's coming from your nose.
Oh.
Because it's so far up their asses.
Apparently because I'm nice to the viewers that I'm a kiss ass. The viewers.
Viewing us on their screen.
Well, we gave them your address so they go and sit outside the window and I sell tickets for a dollar.
That'd be cool.
That's it? A dollar?
You promised them hot lesbian on lesbian action. I had to come through.
Actually, that was the unaired long lost episode.
Well, it's not long lost now. they know it exists.
That would be cool if we had like a live studio audience. Just sitting there
in our
like,
living room.
What are we growing pains? What are we going to do?
And we can have a laugh track.
Well, we have an applause track because last episode proved, so.
We need a big fucking plate of plexiglass just to put, like, right there. So they're behind the glass, you know, so it's like we're in a box.
Is that how? I've never been to the taping of a
You've never been to? I was at the taping of a Nickelodeon thing once.
Really?
Yes, down at that Universal or whatever it is.
Well, laddie, freaking
some of us haven't traveled the world like
you. Yeah, well, so. It was for Clarissa Explains It All.
Really?
Really? I'm so jealous. I love that show. Yes. I had such a crush on Sam when I was like 5.
How fun. I didn't
know. Oh, Sam.
Sam. Her best friend.
Yes. I'm like, who's Sam?
With the skateboarder with the bowl haircut?
You know what it is? I get that show and the other, the
Sabrina?
Yeah. Yeah, I get those shows.
I almost
confused.
Called it Sabrina Explains It All.
Sabrina Explains It All.
It might as well be.
Well, did you see that Saturday Night Live skit where George Bush, he called all the famous witches and he called a Glinda and, I forget what other famous witches are there. You can't think of any.
No.
But he called them like 3 famous witches and Sabrina came and she was like, George, I'm not really a witch. And he was like, no, just do magic. And she was like, okay. Yeah.
Good times.
So we all want to talk today.
How's everybody enjoying their coffee?
Good. We had to go to, because we're yippies, we had to go to Starbucks.
Yippies? What the fuck is a yippie?
Okay. I didn't actually want to explain this, but we're yippies. Did we never have this conversation?
No.
Where our generation is half hippie, half yuppie, and we have like the social ideals of the hippies, but we have like the economic and the gratuitous culture of the yuppies.
We're fiscally conservative and socially...
Well, not even as much, I mean, because yuppies have the whole, their lives are working and they're business-oriented. It's all about having everything the best and stuff. And our culture is very much about having the appreciation of those great things, but still being a lower subculture and working and mediocrely for just those few things versus needing everything.
No, I need everything.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't.
I almost clocked that woman in Starbucks over her head just to take her power book.
Oh, jeez.
She had an iBook.
Well, the Ari book. Yeah.
Well, for tech. Your tech stuff. But I mean in general, you know.
Speaking of tech stuff, I came across this today, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Is it a $22,000 iMac?
No, it's not $22,000. This is actually only $179.
Oh, well, you know what?
And you can
buy that.
Maybe you can buy it for me for Christmas. Anthony might actually want one too. It's a it's called the GP2X.
Oh, wow.
About it?
No.
It's a portable handheld gaming system, and it's run on a Linux operating system.
Is this your next niche thing? Are you bored with Mac now? You have every Mac thing. You're gonna start buying Linux products.
No, but it's cool because you get it's obviously open source for different, you know, like the possibilities of coding are endless. And it's got emulators for SNES, NES, Game Boy, GameCube, Sega, Spectrum, C64.
That's fun. So it's all the older systems that are
emulated. Right, and then you can play movies and video on it, plus MP3 music kind of thing.
I was gonna see it.
Well, I've seen it first.
It's wicked thin. It has 64 bytes.
Is this all this?
Well, that sounds like so much fun because, I mean, you download games, you know, like the freaking NES games are like 32 kilobytes, you know, and you can download them and put them on your thing.
Yeah, you have the little emulators. And
where am I supposed to order this from?
There's a bunch of
Sang.com with the Hong Kong dollar price on it. I don't think so.
Well, there's a bunch of places.
Lipsang.com.
It doesn't come out until November 30th, but there's a bunch of places. And it's
cool. It looks cool.
It is cool. Well, I don't know, but it looks cool, I guess.
Lipsang.com.
Lipsang? Isn't that your porn site?
That's a good porn name, Lipsang.
Lipsang?
Lipsang.
No, Lipsang. Lipsang sounds super.
Okay, I can't read this because I have to think. I want to read it after.
But yeah, it's kind of cool looking. And I think I'd like it. We just, you know, put in the little flash memory card and whatnot. But it's for people who aren't into the whole like PSP.
Oh, give them a website. I can put it up in the show notes, but
Lipsang.com?
Lipsang.com?
No, I think I actually got this off of dig.com today. But
I've never been there. What's that like? That site?
Dig? Yeah, shut up. But if you just put in a search for GP2X gaming system, it's by Game Park. You'll be able to find a bunch of stuff about it. It's pretty cool. So check it out.
Cool.
Wow, talking about tech news on our pop culture podcast.
I know. Like you go into the whole Flash 8 and Doom.
That was perfect. That was perfect. But I didn't get to talk about my cheese yet.
No, he insists on talking about
I have
cheese.
To, because you need to understand why I'm not in full form. Well, okay, maybe I'm in fuller form than usual, we'll say. We went out to dinner at this little local, well, it's a chain, it's called Mozzarella's, and Shannon and I both got this,
baked scrod mozzarella.
Thank you, because I couldn't even remember when I ordered it. It's a baked scrod mozzarella, and we were thinking, oh, you know, just the fish with a little bit of cheese. No, an obscene amount of cheese. Like, they took, like, the four little pieces of fish and, like, coated them in, like, this buttery breadcrumb sauce, and I'm going to vomit just talking about it, and then put, like, this Alfredo cheese sauce on top of that, and then just, like, a pound of mozzarella just melted on top.
Yeah, it was in a casserole dish.
Ugh. It was inside a fish with your cheese.
It was a lot of cheese. It was delicious.
It was so good.
And I have a question for you guys. Shen, how much of yours did you eat?
Half.
Anthony, how much did you eat?
One and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because melted cheese is just, I can just eat melted cheese. I just love melted cheese. And I don't get full. And after I struggled through mine, and she was like, this won't be good, you know, throw it away, or reheat it. And I was like, but you can't throw it away, so I ate it.
Yeah, Tuan doesn't like throwing anything away.
I don't like throwing stuff away.
He could have eaten like a 40-course meal, and you could have been like, oh, I'm going to throw this half a pizza away and this big chicken. You'd be like, no!
Well, it's just, you know, I'm part of our Wasteful American Society, but I hate throwing away food, you know. It's just, I grew up in those first 10 years, I was wicked poor and just did not throw away food for anything, you know.
No, we never had food to throw away.
No, there you go.
I think that's more poor than you if they didn't even have the food.
Yes, Julie was poor. Julie was a lot poorer than me. Well, I was Well, I was only poor till I was 10, and then my dad got his disability, and then we weren't poor anymore. But,
I was poor until I was about, like, 10, 14, but my mom started sleeping with her boss, and he would, like, throw, like, money on the side. It was good times. Oh.
Uh-huh. No, it's not traumatizing.
Okay, what else?
I have a story. A little quick story that I read today. At a high school in Chicago, they left the homecoming king and queen, and it was a jock and a cheerleader. They were gay! The cheerleader was the boy, and the jock was the girl!
Really?
Yes, and they were elected homecoming king and queen. Which I thought was extremely interesting that both of them were gay.
That's awesome.
You know,
The cheerleader was
the boy.
Boy. Okay.
The gay
all right.
boy.
Okay.
And the jock was, and that's
well,
how
I didn't
they
know
started.
If he meant by like gender roles, like they were both something. Like
well,
no,
he was actually the cheerleader.
Okay.
And boy cheerleaders are weird to me, but not that they're weird to me, but we didn't have them 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden, like my high school wouldn't even have humored the thought. And now it's like all boy cheerleaders, and I'm like, when did that happen?
Yeah. No, I thought that was interesting, and they were talking about how kids in the high school were like, well, it's kind of uncool to be anti-gay, you know.
No, it is, you know?
So, ever since Marissa kissed Alex.
Yes, yes. That was the turning point of our gay culture.
I thought that was a fun little story that made me smile today.
That is cute. I am glad they did that.
That is, yeah.
And they were, it was on turn2ten.com, you know, the local station website. And they had a picture of them. And they were just so cute. You know, because it wasn't your typical, like, oh my god, our prom queen, I'm so happy picture, you know? Like, they made, like, funny faces.
I'm sure he was thrilled to be the prom queen, okay?
Oh, I'm sure he was.
No, he was the king. He was the king.
Yeah, sure he was still the queen.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was fun. So, I can delete that off my little notes.
A first sidekick.
Aw, I had another note on that note.
Aw.
I can remember it, though, don't worry.
Okay.
Do you need to tell it now, so you don't forget?
Well, it's kind of an odd segue from Happy Homecoming to this next story. I don't know if you wanna segue right into it, but hey, in some state, I don't know what state, and if it's your state, please email us and let us know, because I didn't pay enough attention. A funeral director has been arrested for collecting and storing over 200 fetuses.
Ooh. What?
Apparently, I just thought it was so
like pickling
eerie.
Them and serving them to guests, or
I guess he had an arrangement with one of the local hospitals, and I guess when they had stillborns and things like that, it was he buried them, you know, because they still, and he took them and collected them, and they found over 200 of them.
What was he doing with them?
Just hanging out in a closet, apparently, or something.
What did
was he
going to
make a coat?
Did he put them in formaldehyde? Or?
I don't know. They didn't get too detailed. I was on the radio today, and I just was like,
here's my fetus coat.
I need to talk about this, but I couldn't remember what state it was in. So if your home state is the state of the fetus collector, please let
us
know.
Well, I like to roll my fetuses in salt. I find that preserves them pretty good, and I usually put them in the freezer, and then...
See, I like...
I just throw them in the microwave 30 seconds to frost them, and they're good.
See, I like to batter them and deep fry, and then dip them in marinara sauce. Good times. Do you remember that woman who did the...
Who did that?
No, the placenta.
Oh.
Was it the placenta?
Placenta pate?
And she like grilled it up for her friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had the placenta.
People eat the placenta, you know?
Yeah, I know. People do eat the placenta.
And I don't think that's horribly disgusting. Well, I wouldn't want to, but I could...
Would you eat it? Like, seriously.
If it were my placenta?
No, say Shannon and I had a baby. And I kept Shannon's placenta and like, you know...
Would you
deep fried it or
would
something?
Would you eat my placenta?
If you gave me like $5, I'm sure I'd have
some. $5?
I'll take the placenta.
I ate friggin' Kitty Krispies for free.
I almost ate Kitty Krispies placenta.
Kitty Krispies equals pounds. So.
Yeah, not actual fried kittens. I wouldn't do that. I'll eat fetuses, but not kittens. I love kittens too much.
Draw the line somewhere. It's got to stop at the kittens.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, if you're... I don't know. I think it's weird, but it's something that's been done for so long, and I know it's been done for so long that it doesn't faze me, you know? I'm not, like, shock value with it.
In a country like...
If it was on the Ponderosa Buffet, I wouldn't be like, ooh, let me have all the placenta you can eat, you know?
What if it, instead of scrod tonight, it was placenta?
As long as it had the pound of cheese on top, I would have been great.
Oh, dear.
Good times.
All right, well, I don't want to rush into my last story here, so let's... What do you guys think,
Cal? I can't think of anything.
Oh my god, you have like five things.
I did, I can't remember.
Alright, well, I have one little thing, and it's kind of stupid. But this morning, when I stopped at Starbucks to get my drink, I was kind of hungry, so I got something to eat. And I was going to get the bagel or the muffin or whatever, and I was like, let me try a scone. Have you guys ever had scones, like a good scone?
Yes, a blueberry scone, it's delicious.
Yeah, that's what I had. I
wish they could see your snotty face when you say that.
Oh my god, blueberry scones are like so good.
Yeah,
I've never had a scone.
Gagging me with a spoon.
Gagging me with a scone.
Ow. I've had a scone once before, and it was like homemade by a coworker a long time ago, and it was really gross and dry. And it kind of had the consistency of, like, when you have Thanksgiving biscuits and they've been sitting out for, like, the whole weekend.
That's
and
hot.
They just crumble in your hand, like, gross. That's what it was. And so I was like, eh, should I get the scone? But I got the scone. It was really good.
Chocolate chip scones are good, too.
I got the blueberry, but...
No, yeah, scones are pretty good. I prefer a brownie, but scones aren't bad.
But this is breakfast.
I still prefer a brownie.
Well, hey, I can't argue. I eat wieners for breakfast sometimes, so...
Ew!
And for those of you who don't know
wieners, yeah, just like, I'm sure we have a around listener, maybe.
Yes, I like deep throating in the morning.
Yeah. Me too.
No, a wiener, if you're not from Rhode Island, it's basically a low-grade hot dog. And it's got this really... weird meat sauce that gets put on top of it.
It's like hamburger and
sauce. It's basically
hamburger and hamburger grease. That is what the sauce
and then
is.
Like some
celery salt and onion.
Celery salt, onion, mustard. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're actually really good.
The guy,
they're a cultural love.
The guy sweats on it. He puts it in his arm and sweats on it.
Not always. Just the good places.
You know what we should do? This just brought up a good Twancast show. All the Rhode Island food that we love that is foreign to anybody outside of the
I think we could have a Rhode Island educational program and discuss all the nuances of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And maybe Shannon will even learn
there's a good website for that. It's like quahog.com.
Yeah, quahog.com. Yeah.
It has a lot of fun Rhode Island facts.
Yeah, how many of these listeners even know where Rhode Island is on a map? Never mind.
It's actually a state. It's not located in New York.
It's not a road or an island.
Yeah. It's not a part of Mass. I don't know.
Might as well be.
I don't know. I just don't think growing up I was ever like, one day I'm going to live in Rhode Island.
Yeah, hey, man, I've been everywhere else, and I like Rhode Island.
I've been nowhere, and I love Rhode Island.
Yeah, I know. Anthony went outside of Rhode Island? What?
But there's no Wawa in Rhode Island.
There is no Wawa. Wawas are good. And there's no Jamba Juice.
Who cares about Jamba Juice?
Wawa. I care about Jamba Juice.
Wawa is where it's at.
I like Jamba Juice.
And if I win Powerball, I'm opening a Wawa up here. Wawa.
Cry some more.
If we had that crying thing, I would.
I
would cry so good tonight.
So you want to hear a story?
Sure.
So I got an email today.
iTunes?
No.
Oh.
No, I can actually tell this story, not for the fifth time, and maybe you'll be interested. And so I open it up, and it's from my FICO, you know, because I sign on. My credit's horrible, and I'm keeping track of it. I have this email, and it's like, just to let you know, your credit, your FICO score dropped 30 points today. And I was like...
What?
Yeah, I was like, what? And I went to the website, and for all the horrible things on my credit, which is actually like two, but this one big one... But still, I checked. My dad had a Sprint cell phone, and his account, I guess because I made his address my address when he died, just so that I'd have his mail, but I guess they started hooking up addresses and names and stuff, definitely is on my credit report now, so Sprint thinks I owe him like $500 for his
phone. But shouldn't that stuff go by Social Security number?
It should, in theory, but it ended up... I mean, but we're both Robert Anthony Provost.
Yay! Well, you need to contact Sprint and dispute that and say, hey, listen, and he's deceased now.
Well, the nice thing my FICO has is they have a thing where you can just print up the letter. Like, you just check the little box next to what's wrong, check what's wrong.
You can, but they like to ignore, like, collection places or just places, you know, if you close an account and they still have it as open, obviously you should send them letters, but they ignore them. So you really need to get on the phone with them and be like, you need to fix this. I mean, Social Security number is insane. You know, it's my father.
Now, wouldn't Anthony be held responsible because he's...
Not for things like cell phones,
okay.
I don't think.
No, the estate is due for... It's a certain type of... It's not for bills like credit cards. Because cell phones are like credit cards. They're unsecured debts. What?
We were talking about unsecured debts earlier.
Yes, we were. Thank you for my... my book there.
I don't know. I want to hear that book.
I have it on my iPad. It's... I almost said Buzz Lerman. Susie Orman's the money book for the young and broke and fabulous, I believe. And it's actually an incredible book. I was really surprised because it wouldn't interest me, and I'm the most financially irresponsible person in the universe, so I didn't even think I'd read it. But when I got my iPod, I saw it on the audiobooks, and I was like, oh, I'll download that. And it was actually great. Oh my god, is my podcast that exciting? Do you love my story so much, Julie?
I hate you.
We're drinking our Starbucks here.
I know.
I'm all done.
But you tell a story.
Sad.
You're all done with yours?
Yes.
Jesus.
Gosh. Freaking idiots.
I'm glad you had your own coffee today.
Heck yeah.
Half of our podcast yesterday was you stealing my coffee.
But the I ass don't coffee. Anymore. It's empty. Do you hear this? That is empty coffee cup.
Well, go take out another 20 and get yourself another venti latte.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting here drinking my my venti quad maple macchiato. I can't even remember how to order it, but I still buy it all the same. When I'm just as happy with my $1.79 extra large Dunkin' Donuts tub of coffee.
I don't like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, you're a coffee snob.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee isn't bad for coffee. If I want a lot, even their latte isn't bad. Because they use real caramel, not the nasty caramel syrup that Starbucks uses.
I love their lattes, but they're not strong. I told you this conversation how I started buying lattes all the time. And then one day I went back and I was like, oh, I'll get the large iced coffee. And the caffeine kick was like, whoa, even though I drink lattes every day.
It's only a little shot of espresso.
Yeah, and I get the large ass.
Yeah, and lots of milk.
Yeah, and their espresso isn't, like, good espresso either.
It's not horrible, though. I mean...
No, it's not horrible.
It's not Cumberland Farms.
No,
Cumberland Farms.
Julie,
I see you looking down like you may have something.
Yeah, I was just looking over my list, and there was nothing really of substance on there. I just... a little story that I remembered today when I was at Brooks was when... a long time ago, I was walking out of there and the ceiling fell on me. I just remembered that today. Like, you know the drop ceiling tiles? You know, that like foam kind of...
And it fell on you.
Yeah, I was walking out and it fell on me. And I probably would have made a big stink about it, but I had my pockets full of stuff.
That you stole? Stone.
Yeah.
That's a fun story.
It just reminded me. I don't know why I thought of it today.
Can we express to them that you once were a bad kid and now you're a reformed good person?
Oh my god. Do you see how high the cat just jumped?
Yeah, so
she just jumped to the light switch. That is high for a big fat cat like
that. She's training for the Kitty Olympics.
Oh, is that it? No, really. Our cat just jumped. How many, what do you think that's, like 3 feet?
Yeah.
My god, you got some air there.
She's like, if I turn off the light, then they'll stop talking to each other and give me attention.
I can't believe she jumped that high. She's so fat.
She's going to be playing basketball soon.
I know, she's like Air Zoe.
How is she going to live when you're out smoking a cigarette on the porch and she creeps out the door to make the jump onto the ground for freedom, so.
With your wallet.
With my wallet.
No, your wallet came back.
It did.
You blamed?
Yeah, she paid someone to throw it in the mailbox, I'm sure.
You blamed her for your missing wallet for a year, and then it came back.
Well, I think we should explain the fact that your cat, anything it can get its little paws on ends up in its water dish.
Well,
whether it be like elastic or like
why,
desk.
That's why we told you not to leave the Nano on the table because it would end up in her water dish. I don't think it'd be functioning correctly afterwards.
I don't know if Apple Care covers cat Zoe damage.
Speaking of which, this matters to no one but me, but the new iTrip came out for Nanos today.
I heard. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and it's funny. The iTrip is bigger than the Nano. What it is, it's kind of like the base is maybe like this, maybe an inch length for people who can't see me. And then this slot goes all the way back the size of the Nano and you slide the Nano onto it.
Oh, wow.
And it's like...
you know what, though? We got the iTrip for the our minis and it didn't work that well at all around here. We got the Belkin one that we have that is ugly.
And
it works
like
so much
$4.99
and so much cheaper than the iTrip, and it works really, really
but
well.
But the nice thing about the iTrip is it's charger too.
That one, ours wasn't. Maybe the Nano one is.
The Nano one is, yeah. I'm saying it's a charger.
Yeah, but
too.
Well, I mean, we really got, like, everywhere we went, it's so sensitive. Like, if you have it on, like, this part of your seat, it doesn't work. And if you have it on that part of your seat, it does. Like, I was holding it in my hand most of the time to get it to work.
Did your iTrip have a separate screen, or did it just use the iPod screen?
iPod.
Yeah, because the Nano just shows up on the iPod screen, too. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, no. Because you have to install...
You have to install the radio stations.
The stations.
And you have to make a playlist.
You make a playlist that has the radio stations. But I find that we have much better reception everywhere we went using the Belkin one that we have.
I'll just stick to my tape deck.
Yeah, well, see, we don't have tape decks. Yeah, if I had a tape deck, I would have much rather have had that. It's a better quality sound, but I just have the CD player, so.
Speaking of things that I don't have in my car, or I won't have in my car for very long, I think my tires are about 40 seconds away from falling off. These potholes are ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's not even winter yet.
This is the 45-year-old podcast now.
No, it's like you drive over it and it's like, whoop, where'd you go? You know, you fall into this hole of oblivion. It's man car eating potholes. It's crazy.
And my tires are so flat right now.
Like, well, you need new tires, Julie.
I do
need new tires. Have you needed new tires like 3 years?
Yeah.
So why don't you go get new tires?
They're expensive.
Oh my god, you want to buy an iPod and you want to buy the
priority.
I'm with Julie on that one. My car didn't go in reverse for 6 months, but
new tires.
6 months.
Get new tires. The end. New tires. I don't want to come see your ass on the other side of the road.
Can she get new tires and the iPod?
Well, what's kind of cool is one of the guys at work was telling me about this website that has really cheap tires. And I'm like, well, that's great, but I'm not you. I can't put tires on a car. And
you're a lesbian. Why can't you?
I can't do anything like that. What are you, crazy? And he's like, no, just print out the page with the prices and bring them to Town Fair Tire, and they'll match the price.
And you said that before.
Yeah. You just made me think of something. Thank you. Okay. Have you seen the new computer screen advertising that they're coming? This is like a week old. I'm sure you've heard of it by now. Mm-hmm. The new screens that they can make.
New?
Paper thin? You don't know
anything. Oh, yes. I heard something about screens and thin.
Yeah, they have these new LCD screens that are paper thin. Apparently, they're wicked cheap to make, and you can actually put them on, like, products, like candy bars and stuff. And they put a little tiny battery on, like, the inside of the wrapper and whatnot. And, like, they're apparently wicked cheap. And in, like, 2007, this is going to be the new advertising thing, is, like, little screens on all the stuff you buy.
Yeah, welcome to a year ago.
Yeah.
last year... Or probably around this time, around Christmas, I was reading an article about how they weren't quite ready with the technology yet, but on the same premise, the paper-thin screen, they're putting it on clothing to have some kind of a advertisement, not an advertisement, but like a changing image or whatever on the clothing.
Well, apparently they're starting to roll it out now, and by 2007 it's going to be like...
Can I just say something? It's fucking retarded. Why would you take your fucking candy bar... And take your paper thin LCD screen and then just throw the shit away.
Because it's
retarded.
Apparently it's insanely cheap. Yeah, it's advertising. You spend so you spend so much money on advertising.
Here, yeah, hello, Miss Advertising Major.
It is like 80 cents to get someone to buy the product and 20 cents to make it.
Maybe I have a hard time understanding it because I'm not the marketing whore that you two are, where the second you see something that's shiny and pretty, you have to buy it regardless of what it is. So
she said we suck.
No, I am what makes this economy thrive.
You two see something that's shiny and pretty, and it could be like pickle placenta, and you have to buy it.
Speaking of, I forgot to tell you, Coke is making a new pickled placenta beverage.
Does it come with a flat screen?
Yeah, it comes with a flat screen.
And
shining green
and you would
can.
Buy it just because of the cool flat screen on it.
You know what, Julie, and you know what's funny? I used to be like that, and then I stopped being like that for a long time, and then Julie, like this weird spark possession of the Apple came to her, and now she's all like, I need this cool expensive stuff, and like, it's just,
but
it brings it out.
Like,
and
cool expensive stuff, not LCD screen on your candy bar.
But I mean, Christ, look at that freaking still, water that I bought because I like the bottle.
But it's still,
and
like,
you both
keeping,
be marketing whores.
I am what they love. What they love.
But I am too. You see the newest, greatest thing, and you're like, I want that. And don't tell me that you're not even a little bit affected by it, little miss.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the nano. Look how cute it is.
Yeah, for important things, not bottles of water that look cool.
It also works in reverse for me, though. Because I'm a designer and everything, if I look at something and I don't like its marketing campaign, I don't like its package, I don't like something, I'll judge it on that first before I...
Yes, I know.
But see, you're the freak and we're the normal people. Because that's the whole point of advertising. Like generic products, the Senseiya line.
Do you know the whole point of advertising? Is to herd up the cattle and get them all in.
Well bah, move. Baby, all right? That's what they told us to say. And No, like the
where's my check?
Shaw's has their Senseiya line and Stop and Shop now.
Senseiya.
Whatever. So what is Senseiya?
Stop and Shop has their
what is Senseiya? That is
amazing. I've never Senseiya. What is it? Like a chant?
I don't know.
I'm a tumor.
Alright, 8 seconds.
I'm a tumor.
What was I saying? Oh, and these new lines, like the Essentia products.
And the Wild Harvest.
And the organic Stop and Shop. They're generics, but they've just completely changed the marketing scheme. Because generic is usually a package that's the same color as the brand name. And just, like, no pictures and, like, you know.
In a really horrible font.
Exactly. And it's because they don't pay for the advertising, you know. They're getting all their advertising from the brand name, so it's cheaper that way. But these, and normally I see products like that, and if they look really crappy, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to get the brand name because it just looks better quality. But now,
and then you trick your mind into thinking that it is better.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. Some things you need brand names for, some things you don't.
I.e. Tussin.
Yes, Tussin. The Tussin.
Yeah, if you're ever sick, don't get the Tussin. Blurs yeah, go for the Roba.
Yeah, buy the Roba.
We've learned that.
Well, I think we're almost done here. We're at 30 minutes.
I'm so not even done yet. I haven't finished the story yet. Hello.
Oh my god, this is going by so fast.
I know.
Go finish the story.
We just started. And I was saying, so generics are picking up their advertising, their marketing now, and they're realizing, hey, we can't just put out this crap. You know, we'll make more money if we even invest some money into making this product look better. So they're coming out with like this Senseiya. Oh, I'm thinking of the coffee. That's what I'm thinking of. What's that single survey? It's Senseiya, isn't it? The coffee?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Sereno? So, yeah. No, it's S-E...
Don't worry about it.
Time. Go.
All
right. That's a little bitty story.
Oh. So now that they're investing into making these products look like their brand names, but they're actually not. And that's
and they're not
sell
putting,
more.
And it's all about product placement, too. They're not putting them next to the brand names. They're making them their own little sections. So, like, you'll have, like, just, for instance, pasta sauce. You'll have the ragu all in one area with all their flavors. You'll have the Bertolli all in one. Then you'll have the Essentia all in one thing with all its flavors. So it looks like it's a brand name in its own, where it's not trying to rip off of something being like the cheap alternative. You're thinking, oh, it's a new brand.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you done? Are you done? I just want to make sure. I just don't want to be interrupting. I just wanted to tell you I thought this was interesting because it seems to be a trend lately. Royal Caribbean, I think it is. Yeah, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line and Dave Matthews Band have gotten together and offering a Dave Matthews Band cruise. And, you know, it's going to be...
Haven't they milked their fans enough?
Well, it's going to be, the cruise is going to have people like G-Love and,
I like G-Love.
I like me some special sauce.
Yeah, it's going to have a whole bunch of people, on it. And then the cruise is going to take you to Miami or someplace where Dave Matthews will actually play. Those fan cruises are getting kind of popular. And I just wanted to bring up the most interesting one, Melissa Ferrick. If you don't know her, she's some big lesbian.
Wait, she has a cruise?
No, listen, I think I told you this. She, and this is the interesting parts of these fan cruises, even though Dave Matthews isn't quite as personal, but Melissa Ferrick, big lesbian folk singer from New England, had a fan cruise. And you pay for this cruise, and it left and went down to the island somewhere, and, you know, you got concerts, you got a meet and greet, you got this, you got that, and, you know, and it was a really big deal for fans, obviously, because she has the most rabid fans probably in the history of the world.
That's Julie, she worked for.
took the little cruise down to Miami. Bitch got off and never came back on.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. Got off the cruise at the port, never came back on. They didn't get their concert. They didn't get their meet and greet.
Why?
I don't know.
She's a bitch.
Can you imagine the disappointment of those poor, rabid lesbian fans?
It's all about the fans for a fair.
And, you know, as soon as I heard the Dave Matthews one, I immediately thought about that.
Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, is he going to get off the boat?
Yeah, got off and didn't, and just her and her crew just took off. So I had to go play in Miami or wherever they stopped for a little while and didn't get back off the boat. I think, and she said, no, you know what it was? Panic attacks.
Oh.
Being in an unfamiliar place caused her to have panic attacks.
It caused her to need a drink. She's still off the sauce, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And on her defense, she does get panic attacks, so.
Oh my god, then don't book a cruise! I mean, where you're in close quarters with people. But this is, and there's a company that does these fan cruises, for people less known than Dave Matthews Band, of course, but. So, I thought that was was interesting. Oh, and then speaking of cruise ships, real
quick. Can we just, like, end this and do another podcast? Because I still want to talk.
No. And speaking of cruise ships.
Oh.
Royal Caribbean has this new cruise ship that you can surf on. It has, like,
this that looks fucking cool. I want to do it.
And you surf on it?
I want to do that.
Cruise ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. If we book a cruise sometime, we're going on there.
That is nuts.
Isn't that who we were going to go with? Royal Caribbean?
Yeah, but not the same boat. This is a brand new boat. Yes, we should be going on our cruise on next week.
That
would have been next week?
That would have been next week. We would have been gone for...
But hey, you're saving up for the gay marriage instead.
So. Yay, gay weddings. Woo. Yeah. We are at 34 and 54 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, did we tell you that we're saying fuck everybody and we're not inviting anybody except...
Yeah, just because of family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you.
Maybe we'll have a podcast of our wedding.
No. No.
I'll do that. I'll totally put the Iron River in my pocket. I won't even tell you.
No. Come on. Wedding cast. What a cute idea.
Yeah, let's have episode 5 first. All right, so I guess we're going to sign off now because we don't want it to be too long. I'll share my other story someday.
Just write them down. Put them in your phone like you told me to.
My phone.
Is it a long story?
No, I'll save it. Okay. All right, we're going to go now. Why am I outroing? You intro. You should outro.
The intro word doesn't have to be the outro.
Yeah, but you know, when I outro, you just interrupt me anyways. We've last episodes, I just talk to you and do it anyway.
All right, well, anyway, I guess we're leaving, kids. So feel free to email us at twancast@gmail.com.
And I'll give you $1 if you give me your address. First 20.
First 20 people who... I was going to say that. God.
Now you know how it feels.
First 20 people who email us will get $1 sent to them, and Shannon will give them a shout-out. And,
you know they just want my shout-out.
Yes. Yes.
They want something.
Oh my god, have you seen the picture of me up there? I'm so hot.
You're so vain.
you look at the picture and you email me and you tell me I'm hot.
I'm the one. Because they're going to know which one is you and which one is her.
I'm the one in the middle.
They're going to be like, you're so hot. I love your, the wispy in front of your face. I don't even know how they describe you.
I'm the one in the middle.
Shannon's the one in the middle in the newest picture. Julie's the one to the side.
Yeah.
Shannon's the one who looks all like evil alias spy.
Continue your outro.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Don't you know how? Don't you like it? Don't you like it?
Yeah, fuck the outro. Fuck it. Okay, just punch it in its face.
Anthony, what's the phone number?
Yeah, I don't know the phone
Anthony.
Number.
Anthony. Oh, it's 203.
Okay, well if you go to twancast.net.
No. It's 206-339-TWAN.
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 And as always, you can visit us at twancast.net.
And one day we'll have an actual functional website up and running that looks like...
Our website is fine.
No, we'll have a logo.
It doesn't have our personal stuff. It just has the episodes.
It's redirecting to Podomatic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, we still have the website. It's still people can go there.
My God, 37 and a half minutes.
I know, but I just want to design something where I have forums.
And you can.
Forums?
Well, not forums.
Both of you. You can come and talk to each other.
If we have forums, will you please post in the forums, people?
When we get like 500 listeners, we'll have forums.
When we get an email, maybe we can have a forum.
Well, I just want to do stuff.
You can. Make the website. Make a new logo. Those are cool.
Yeah, in December.
Okay. We're going to go now because it's like 40 minutes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.